Vern Foster. How you doing, Vern?
I am great, Dick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear those games online too? Can we can we hear Mark Morris games?
Yes, you can.
Where do we go?
105.5.
105.5.com?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Go right there. Can't miss it.
Beautiful.
Hear the golden tones of Vern Foster.
I love the golden tones. Well, I asked Mike McDonald this question earlier. How many years has he been calling high school football? And he said 25. How many years has Vern Foster been calling high school football?
1989, so 27.
Yeah, so you're right there with him. And Mark Morris the whole time?
I've been at Mark Morris since 89. Before that, I was up in Enumclaw, and then I was in Susanville, California for a little
Beautiful.
While.
Beautiful. Well, this year, unfortunately, the Monarchs not having the type of year thus far that you've had in the past with some pretty good teams. They're 0-3 coming in, taking on tonight Washougal, who was 0-2 coming in. So what happened this evening? Somebody had to get a win, right?
That's right. And two teams that really, are desperate when you get this time of year when you have a smaller league. If you go 0-2 in league, then you kind of get yourself in trouble. And so two teams that really needed wins tonight squared off when Mark Morris played at Washougal. And it was a pretty good game tonight, but Washougal comes up with a win 24-10. Cade Coons runs 19 times for 118 yards. Jake Clackner scores a couple touchdowns, one on a 5-yard touchdown pass. And recovered a fumble in the end zone with 1:17 left in the ballgame to put the game away as the Panthers move their record to 1-1 in Greater St. Helens League play. Mark Morris now falls to 0-2. The Monarchs were down 14-10 going into the last quarter, and just like last week, could not hold the lead against the Lumberjacks as the Panthers score 14 points in the final quarter of play to win that ball game. Mark Morris was down 17-10 with 1:17 left in the ball game. Had to go 90 yards for the tying touchdown, but again, a bad snap to quarterback Will Burkhart. Clackner falls in the end zone, and they win the game 24-10. Monarchs really unable to get the offense going. They have not been running the ball very well. Again, tonight they are held to under 100 yards. Will Burkhart threw for 108 yards in the ball game, but he threw for 90 of those in the first half as he's just 2 for 8 in the second half of play. So Mark Morris, 0-4 now on the season, lost 5 straight games, has to hope to get its season going next week when it faces preseason favorite Hawkinson at home at Longview Memorial Stadium.
Well, Vern, basketball season's right around the corner for you.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That's not good sometimes when your basketball team might have less losses than your football team.
Yeah, it could. It could, both on the girls' side and the boys' side, usually for you guys. Hey, appreciate it, Vern. We're off next week because of the Husky game, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, have a safe weekend.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's Vern Foster, our friend at KUKN. Down there, you can hear him at 105.5.com.